It's a beautiful morning this morning in the eyes of some. Those of you who love the sunshine, I must say it's my privilege this morning to be able to walk down Kirk Hill in the blazing sunshine, but walking down the right-hand side of the road in the wonderful shade, which I enjoy. But it's a lovely time of year, isn't it, when the sun shines and many people feel better in themselves because of the gift of sunshine. And one of the things that we're sometimes able to do more of in the summer than in the winter is sometimes we go outside, don't we, when we're at home. Sometimes we go outside and we have our dinner and our tea outside. On the slabs, on the patio, if you've got a patio, or on the grass. We go outside and we eat. And there's one big problem with going outside in the summer and eating, isn't there? And it's the humble wasp. The humble wasp. Whenever they start flying around my salad cream, I feel like singing "All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small," to remind myself. But as I was being instructed by a wasp this week, it reminded me of a story told by the author George Orwell, who many of you will have heard of. George Orwell tells a story about how once he was sitting eating, and on his plate was some lovely jam. But sitting on top of the jam, sucking it, was a wasp. And George Orwell sat there looking at his jam slowly disappearing down the throat of this wasp. And George Orwell then did something which I do not advise you to do when you get home today. He took out a very sharp knife and he cut the wasp in half. And it must have been from front to back. I don't understand the biology of this, but he cut the wasp in half and then he observed the wasp. And nothing changed. The wasp carried on sucking away at the jam. And as he looked at the back end of the first half, he could see the jam still coming through the esophagus, the throat inside. He carried on enjoying the sweetness until he tried to fly away. And then he couldn't. And then the truth of his situation dawned on the little wasp. Do you know what the Bible teaches? The Bible teaches that people who've never turned from their sin and trusted in Christ have much in common with that wasp. They're not severed from themselves. The Bible says that we're cut off from the God who made us. Our wrongdoing, our sin, has severed the link with God. Yet despite that, we continue to enjoy much of life's sweetness. All the good gifts that God gives us, we carry on enjoying them, even in our sin. The Bible teaches us that there will come a day when we will realize what is true of us, that we are separated from God by our sin. And millions will be separated from God endlessly because of their sin. And yet they're living today, enjoying their lives, not aware of what is true of them, which is that they are cut off from the God who made them by their sin. And the good news is simply this morning. God teaches that men and women and young people are special because we're made in the likeness of God. You were made to know God. You were made to enjoy God. But by our sin, we've been cut off. But God has done something wonderful for us. He has provided a way back to God by which we can come to know him and enjoy him for ourselves forever. And that is he's given the Lord Jesus Christ. And in a sense, when Jesus was on the cross, he was cut off, he was severed in measure from the Father, because Jesus died to pay the price of our sin. But if we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, if we ask him to save us, if we're sorry for our sins, if we turn to him, we come to see that he has died for us, that we might be forgiven and become the very friend of God. I want to ask you this morning, have you done that, or are you still like the wasp? And may the truth dawn on you this morning that you're severed from your God, cut off from the God who made you, but there's a way back for you. And it's through turning from your sin. It's turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we do that, we find that God has turned to us. So may you know what it is today, the 11th of May 2008, to turn from sin and to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, that your sins will be wiped out and you can come into God's family, forgiven for all of your sins.